behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bullen. Scott, as we're recording this, it is Thanksgiving here in the United States.
Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving, Ben.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I meant as it goes live in the United States.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And to our listeners as well.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We are not always the guys who do the hottest new must-have things, right?
No, we don't do that. But, you know, you see it on television a lot around this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And we do love gadgets on this show.
Mm-hmm. Definitely we do. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not necessarily a gadget guy myself, only because they're very expensive typically. Mm-hmm. You know, we're finding, I've got a short list here that has a few that are, you know, mid-range. Some are kind of cheap even. Mm-hmm. So some of these are potentials for even a guy like me who would like to be a gadget guy, but necessarily, you know, my pocketbook can't provide enough for me to be a gadget guy that I want to be.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's the case for a lot of people. No matter how savvy you are, how much you spend on cool, fun things for your car, there's always something else, man.
And there's always something better and more expensive.
That's how the game works.
And oh my gosh, did we find some amazing ones, right? I mean, we found some that were just outlandish that I don't even know if we're going to include some of those in here. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two, but for the most part, these are really kind of realistic gadgets that I think some of our listeners will be really interested in because the holidays are coming.
Yeah.
And it's time to buy gifts for somebody who maybe, you know, has a car interest. And I myself have trouble filling out my own, you know, Christmas wish list for relatives. You know, they always say, well, what do you want? Mm-hmm. I really don't know. You know, I guess some hand tools, maybe some socks. I don't know.
Oh, man. I specifically say not socks.
Yeah.
I mean, just donuts.
I always need socks.
I'll say like, toys. Give me some Legos. Yeah. I don't care that I'm in my 30s.
That sounds all right, too. Toys are always fun. So it doesn't matter what age you are. But we each picked about four or five gadgets that we thought were kind of interesting for this season. And maybe we should just run through them and give you a kind of brief overview of what they are. No commercials, because we're not selling any of this stuff.
Right.
None of them are sponsors or anything like that. So these are just kind of cool things that we stumbled across.
Yeah, and if you're buying something, if you're thinking of a gift for the car person in your life, maybe think of some of these. Now, I'll go ahead and say this at the top, Scott. I went weird with it. We talked about this off air. I told you I was going to go weird with it. The stuff that I put down for some of the cool gadgets may not be the most realistic, but I think they are some of the most enjoyable.
No, I'm glad that you said that because mine are a little more realistic. So I think the mix of those two will work out great.
Can I kick it off?
Yeah. Of course.
All right. There's this really neat gadget called a backseat assist. Now, if you have a car like a four-door, right, and you've got family over and maybe somebody who has a health problem or is elderly, has a tough time getting in and out of a vehicle, especially if it sits low. Mm-hmm. This thing is just a handle that clips onto the back of the front seats at the headrest. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way for someone to help pull themselves up.
Oh, it's kind of mimicking the some of the handles that are in the front seat for the driver and passenger.
Exactly.
Oh, got it. Okay, but it's for the back seat passenger. I can see where that would make life a lot easier for people, and it seems like that's a reasonable.
Yeah,
I think that would be
under $20.
Oh, not bad at all, Ben. That's a pretty easy way to kick it off, I suppose. Under $20.
Yeah, well, that's the exception to the rule of my list.
So you got a little more outlandish ones coming.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for me to hit you with my number one pick here? Sound Racer. And I bet maybe I'm guessing that some of our listeners already know about the Sound Racer products. What you do is you plug this into a 12-volt cigarette lighter socket or, you know, your accessory plug, whatever that happens to be. And you set the Sound Racer to your FM radio on the same frequency, I guess, you know, a frequency that's not being used by a radio station. And you kind of synchronize this thing to your car's engine. You drive away, and what it does is it produces a sound that sounds either like a V8, a V10, or a V12 engine inside your car. Not anywhere outside, just inside through your audio system. So it sounds like no matter what car you're driving is either V8 powered, V10 powered, or V12 powered within the car.
That's pretty cool.
Now, if you're in a convertible, that's a little different. I mean, people can actually hear this thing. That's a little strange, I would guess, you know, because I think I've seen some video clips of people in, you know, like a Mazda Miata that have a V8 sound racer. Mm. And it sounds really cool to the driver. I don't know what it would sound like to, you know, somebody that you're passing by or not. Also available, you know, those are about $40 or $50, you know, for the plug-in device. Now, they've kind of upped their game, I guess, because they have Soundraiser for electric vehicles, which is something that we've talked about where, you know, the, just creating sound, because people that say, well, there's no sound here at all. I feel really strange in this vehicle that's, you know, deathly silent.
Mm-hmm.
So they have Soundraiser for electric vehicles. They also have a Soundraiser app for smartphones, which is brand new.
Hmm.
And you can choose from, this is kind of neat because it gives you a lot more options. You're not limited to just the one. So you can choose from five different sounds. You can do a Shelby Mustang V8. Lamborghini V10, a Ferrari 512 V12, a Lexus LFA V10, or a classic American V-twin motorcycle, which is something brand new.
Cool.
So, and that's a, that's just an app that you kind of sync up with your smartphone and everything. And you can also, with the app, you can also adjust. So if you've got an engine that revs particularly low, like let's say you have a diesel engine that may only rev to 2500 RPM max, you can kind of sync this up a little differently with your smartphone so that it actually makes the V8 sound like it's going up to about 6000. So it's a little bit different in the smartphone app, and the good thing about that is that there's a free version, which is really nice, and there's also a version that's only $299, which you know, it's like full feature, mm-hmm. but it's only $2.99 compared to, you know, buying one of these plug-in devices
that's 60, 40
yeah. or 50. Yeah, so not bad at all, I thought.
Not bad.
And
at
a fun
all.
Toy.
Yes. I'm going to go with I'm going to start getting a little weird, all right?
Sounds
Since
good.
We talked about the energy ports there and the outlets in the car, the 12-volt thing, Scott, listeners, this has happened to everybody. If you don't want to admit it, you don't have to. But we know that every single one of us has been in a car and all of a sudden been struck by the sudden urgent need to have a pizza.
I always have that urge.
That's your secret.
It's like you read my mind, Ben.
Yeah, it's a fundamental human drive.
But I hate to pull off the side of the road, Ben. I hate to have to pull over, order a pizza, wait 10 minutes. What have you got for me?
Yeah, your time is too valuable. That's why, we found this gadget that's a 12-volt in-car pizza oven.
What a fantastic idea. Now I know people are saying that's crazy, but you know what? I would use something like this.
So, it's like $36. You plug it into the 12 volt and, that's all it does. It cooks pizza.
Not only can you cook your own pizza, but I see this as something if you go and pick up a pizza somewhere, you can keep it warm, keep it crisp. Seems like a perfect use. I battle these issues all the time, Ben. It's a personal problem with me. You know, like soggy pizza, things like that. I'm a big pizza fan. You know that. You are as well.
Yep.
There's always issues with soggy pizza. So this is a good one.
And, the thing is that, if I could just give you a confession to be real with you, I had a moment, a while back, I think it was September, where I said, okay, my pizza is getting out of hand. So I'm actually off the pizza wagon until 2014. It's killing me, buddy.
Let me tell you, that's not just a pizza oven either. I would throw subs in there. I'd be on the road baking all the time. That would be really cool. Casseroles, whatever you want, you know.
You're not making it
some
easier.
Nacho cheese dip, something like that, maybe. All kinds of stuff.
So you can also get a microwave in case you want to just take it to the next level.
Oh, I like this version better.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
It takes a little longer, but the results are worth it, right?
I would use it if I had it.
Yeah, I probably would. You know something else I would use?
What's that?
A GPS homing device. And not exactly what you're thinking. You've heard of these before, but this is like a keychain version. It's very, very small, and it's from a company called Hamaker Slimmer. I think that's the way I'm going to say it.
Pretty good.
From New York, New York. And it is just a real simple portable GPS locating device. And you have it on your keychain. And what you do is when you're leaving somewhere, like the idea is that, and here's why it's a car gadget. If you're leaving your car somewhere in a city, like let's say you're traveling and you're not really familiar with the area. As you're leaving your car, you just push the button and it pinpoints where you are right then. And then you go out about your day, you know, you go to the museum, you go wherever you're going to go, the mall, whatever. And when you're ready to find your car, you don't have to worry like, okay, it's three blocks that way, two blocks one way, and you know,
sure.
down the street. This will kind of zero in on it for you, and it will take you right back to your vehicle because it finds that point again. And not only that, you can set other points. So let's say that you've got, you know, your car parked somewhere, you've got the hotel somewhere else, you've got a restaurant that you want to get to or get back from. All you do is push the button several times and it will lead you back to several different locations. And it's accurate within even a couple of feet, I think. It's something like five feet.
That's great.
So it's, you can set up to, I think, three starting points. And it just uses GPS, and it's really, really simple. So, you know, if you're in a city, a crowded city, and, again, you're trying to find different places, it's backlit so that, you know, if you need to, you know, do this at night, if you're wandering through the city at night trying to get back to your car, weather-resistant, all that stuff. It's really, really small. It's only 2 ounces, so it's really, really tiny, and it's about $80. So it's kind of, you know, a little expensive, I guess, for something like that, but it's invaluable, you know, for somebody who always loses their car and, you know, is walking through the parking lot, pushing the keychain, trying to figure out where the car is.
And you don't have to pay like a monthly service fee or anything?
No, this is just one time $80 fee and that's it. And it's, you know, self-calibrating. It's got this digital compass display. It's really, it's a cool device.
Then, I am on board. Let me lay another one on you. What do you think? I want to see what you think about this. I didn't tell you about this off air. Two words, Scott. Oh, four words. The future. Whistle tips.
Oh, whistle tips. No kidding. Our friend Bub Rub.
Yeah.
Right?
Would you get some whistle tips?
Would I get whistle tips? Man, I don't know. Is that a car gadget? I guess it is. Yeah. I wouldn't get them myself, and I hope my neighbors don't get them.
Yeah.
But it might be fun to watch somebody else with them pass by once or twice.
Right. So for anyone who doesn't know, if you somehow missed this, whistle tips are one of the most irritating things you can do to a car. This is, by the way, a joke, not a gadget you should buy for anyone that you love or care about.
No, this is almost something like you would prank somebody with.
Right. It's essentially, it's a hole welded into the inner tip of an exhaust pipe. So as the exhaust gas is forced through the system, they pass through this hole and they make an obnoxious whistling sound.
Yeah, a high-pitched whistle that does not stop.
It's that whoop-whoop.
Yeah, very good, Ben. Yeah, and really, check out the video online of Bub Rub and the whistle tips, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. That's a funny one.
Okay, I was just kidding, though. I do have a real one.
Okay, what's
and,
that?
And it's equally silly, maybe less annoying.
Okay.
All right, we talked about this before. Have you heard of Pimp Star Wheels?
You know what? Yes, I have. That's a great one, Ben.
Yeah, I think that's a cool car gadget. So will you break it down what it is? Right?
Well, yeah, I guess you can display any kind of logos or images or words or
even photos.
Yeah, photos on the rims of your car, on the wheels of the car as you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Very distracting to other drivers, right?
Right, yeah. Maybe program those things in before you're there, or if you turn around and you see someone you want to race at a stoplight or something, then just tap in "want to race" on your Pimp Star wheels, and these LED displays will show it. Now, of course, these are kind of pricey, but if money is no object for allowing the person that you're buying a gift for to embarrass themselves, then please get some Pimp Star wheels. They will inevitably embarrass themselves.
Oh my gosh, Pimp Star wheels! Now, I think I saw them with things like, you know, college sports logos and things like that. That was kind of interesting. It was neat.
And there are visual effects too, like cascading colors and stuff.
Sure. You can do really it's wide open on these things, whatever you want to do. There's some really interesting applications of it.
Uh-huh.
For my own ride, I don't think I would do anything like this.
I think that I would also, you know what? We would both have to have nicer cars to even begin to get into Pimp Star wheel territory.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, I need brakes before I need Pimp Star wheels, right?
Right. I need to have an entirely different car. Monte Carlo just doesn't say Pimp Star wheels yet.
I don't know.
Not my year. Maybe like a 70s Monte Carlo.
Maybe. But, interesting pick, Ben. That's a good one. So, wow, a little pricey, but maybe worth it for someone for the holidays.
All
right, now
weird.
I've got one here that is this is the only one on my list that you can't actually get right now, but I'm kind of hoping, Ben, that by the holidays, even this year, mm-hmm. maybe they'll do something about this and it will move from concept to reality.
Okay.
It's called the Nismo Watch, and it's by the Nissan Motor Company. And again, it's just a concept for now. It was revealed at the Frankfurt Motor Show in September of 2013, so just this year. And I guess that gives you kind of an idea of how much of a car tech gadget this is, because it was revealed at the Frankfurt Motor Show, so that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Now, Nissan is the parent company of this whole thing. Of course, Nismo is their performance division. But it's a purely electric watch that's powered by these really tiny rechargeable batteries. And Nissan is the first automaker to design this smart wristwatch controller for a vehicle. And it kind of goes along with this whole Nissan Motorsports International car thing, you know, and the motorsport look, I guess, the apparel and everything that goes along with the brand, I suppose, for the performance brand of Nissan. And what it does is the watch will monitor the car's speed and fuel efficiency. You can start the car remotely, you know, if it's a cold morning or anything like that.
Cool.
It will emit messages that it receives about bad weather that's ahead of you. So it'll tell you if, you know, you're driving into a snowstorm, a rainstorm, a dust storm, whatever it happens to be, you know, if there's ice or whatever. It also reminds the wearer about car's maintenance intervals. So, you know, it'll tell you that, you know, you're due for an oil change, you're due for a transmission fluid switch, whatever it happens to be, which is, it's pretty clever.
That's great.
And Ben, it will alert the driver to a high pulse rate. So it's taking some biometrics from the driver and displaying it on the watch as well. So it's kind of like it's syncing up what you're doing and what the car is doing.
It's giving you some sort of weird symbiotic relationship with your car.
A little bit, yeah. Not to the extreme like, you know, you'd see in a full race car, but it's getting there. It's you know, it's telling you certain things about your own, you know, your own environment, I guess. You know, what you're experiencing, what your body is experiencing.
It's biofeedback.
It's biofeedback, exactly. So, you know, kind of an interesting design. The whole thing is meant to mimic the O in the Nismo logo.
Uh-huh.
It's made of, the box that it comes in is made from recycled rubber that's used from their race car tires, the tires that were scrapped at the tracks. So it has interesting packaging as well, and it uses a smartphone app that collects, you know, data via Bluetooth and kind of displays this. It does this two-way, you know, communication thing that way.
I want this. This is by far, you know, what? This beats the pizza oven.
Well, there's no, barely, Ben. But there's no estimated price or any kind of arrival date set yet. But again, I'm hopeful that Nissan will bring this to, you know, fruition sometime this holiday season.
And before we go any further, the holidays make me think of gathering around with my family. And do you guys have any holiday movies that you watch conventionally?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's always the Christmas Vacation. And,
it's
you know,
a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, some of those, you know, the classics. I guess some of the Charlie Brown stuff, you know, for the kid.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, for me as well, I like those.
Yeah.
And, just, you know, there's the standbys, I guess, A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some interesting
A Christmas
ones.
Story.
A Christmas Story. That was it. A Christmas Story. I blew the title. Yeah.
No worries. My girlfriend and I always watch Scrooged.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think because, you know, it's got a feel good message. It's got Bobcat Goldthwait.
What about Elf with Will Ferrell? That's a funny one as well. But you know what? I found one that I think our listeners are going to like. And, it's not necessarily now we've really talked up the holiday aspect of this.
Right.
This one kind of goes the opposite direction. You probably would want to watch this one after the relatives have gone to sleep.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's a rated R movie. It's an action comedy film. And it stars Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, Tom Arnold, Bo Bridges, and a lot of other people. It's called Hit and Run. And it's a 2012. Yeah, I know. It's not so much a holiday film, right, Ben? It's called Hit and Run. It's from 2012.
Yeah.
And the character, I'll just give you a quick summary of this thing. The character, his name is Charles Bronson. Okay, now that's funny enough, right?
Yes.
It was played by Dax Shepard, who is also known as Yul Perkins in this film. He's a former getaway driver. Seems like we've heard this before.
Yeah.
But he's new into the witness relocation program. Now he jeopardizes his identity to take his girlfriend to Los Angeles for some kind of amazing opportunity. You know, some kind of job opportunity, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but the feds and some of Charles Bronson's old gangster buddies are chasing him across the country as he's, you know, exited this witness relocation program. So he's jeopardized his whole identity for this thing. So you can imagine there's a lot of driving, a lot of action happening in this movie. It's definitely not for kids. It's a rated R movie. Again, action comedy thing. There's, you know, there's a 2010 Corvette Grand Sport. There's, Dax Shepard. He's a car guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that or not. But his own personal 1967 Lincoln Continental is in this film, and apparently this thing has about 700 horsepower. So it's a hot,
wow.
It's a hot rod Lincoln, really, is what it is.
That's cool.
And just lots of Chevrolet cars because he's got a Chevrolet background. In fact, I think that guy, he's on a program that I watch on television. I think he has a Corvette tattoo on his back, I think.
Whoa.
You know, the flags, the cross
flags. Yeah, okay.
So he's a Chevy guy. I mean, I think he worked at Chevrolet early on in his life. So there's a lot of Chevy cars, Cadillacs, trucks, things like that. Some motorsports type vehicles. Mm-hmm. A lot of action, a lot of activity like that. So it's a good car movie.
And, with that being said, I am prepared to go full weird. My very last one is reasonable and I think it's important. But, on the way, I want to go to some weird stuff.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. You know what? I'm going to save one of these. Actually, I'm going to behave myself for this next one. What is more reasonable than a USB cup holder adapter?
Oh, Ben, that's perfectly pedestrian.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and so just something, you know, nowadays a lot of people have smartphones, a lot of people have tablets of some sort or whatever. You can plug into, and a lot of other things are powered by USB. So this adapter goes into a cup holder, plugs into your 12-volt, and then you can have a DC adapter and USB all in the same
place. What I really like about that? It's not sliding all over the dash. It's not something you have to tuck into the glove box. You know,
which irritates
me. Or one of those little cubbies or whatever, and you know, cables everywhere. Seems like that's a good gadget. Now I've got one that I've got two more here.
Okay.
And the one that I want to mention next is called Delphi Connect, and this is a really really cool system, Ben. It's a little pricey. Now
okay.
This one goes kind of up there. Not like Pimp Star Wheels, I'm sure, but it's still a little pricey. It's from Delphi, who is an automotive electronics producer, manufacturer, and Verizon, the phone service provider. And it was revealed at the CES 2013 show, so it's a tech gadget that, you know, techies love.
Mm-hmm.
It got great acclaim there. It's a simple plug-in wireless device that enables this huge range of remote features for your car, including GPS tracking, remote unlocking, and smartphone applications. What you do is you plug it into the OBD2 connector that's below the dash,
yeah.
Which any car built after 1996 should have that adapter. It uses Bluetooth and cellular connectivity, and the result is that you have a device that can, you know, track the car remotely. You can read any OBD2 functions, like, you know, fault codes or trouble codes. You can get kind of early.
So you can self-diagnose.
Exactly. You can self-diagnose. You can troubleshoot and monitor your car. And the newer the car you have, Ben, the more automated features you have access to. So if the vehicle supports functions like, you know, of course, analyzing your vehicle's health is one. That's one that it's going to have. But let's say that you want to be able to check the fuel level, you can do that. Or if you want to lock and unlock the doors, you can do that. If you want to remotely start the engine. And again, Ben, these are things that necessarily you don't have on the car. Let's say that you go to the dealership and you don't have that option. This gives you that option.
Which is crazy because in the past, without something like this, it can be very, very expensive to get the remote start or stop.
Well, you're adding on every one of these things. And the neat thing is that you do it with your cell phone because it syncs up with this little, it's like a black cube almost that you plug in. And the GPS functionality allows you to track your car and it tracks its speed and exact location. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You'll know where your car is at all times and what speed it's traveling. You'll know exactly where it is. And so it also has for parents is this is where it's, the way it's, you know, projected here is that you've got geofencing capability. So what you can do is you can set a physical boundary, via a GPS system where any person like your kid is allowed to roam. So, you know, it's kind of like a virtual perimeter for your kid. If they're a new driver or if you're going to be out of town and you don't want them taking the car outside of the city limits.
What happens if they hit the limit?
Well, then you receive a notification that says that the car is outside of that zone. I mean, it doesn't shut down or anything like that. It will alert you immediately that the car is outside of that safe zone. And, you know, of course, speed monitoring, that's important for parents as well. So they know exactly, you know, how fast the car is going. And I think it will send you an alert if it goes above this kind of predetermined maximum speed.
Okay, yeah.
And we you know, we see that with like the Ford MyKey system and I think Hyundai's BlueLink system and, you know, things like that. They, one of our articles recently had something like this and they called those, I called them, I think it was electronic tattletales or something like that. So, interesting device. It's sold through Verizon Wireless and the price is, $99 for just the simple basic Delphi Connect system. And I guess if you, you know, this is, Verizon speak here, Ben, but if you get the Delphi Connect with 4G LTE mobile hotspot, which I assume is, you know, the much greater connectivity.
Yeah.
$199. So anywhere from $99 to $199.
And that's just a one-time fee?
I believe that is, Ben. There's no additional fees per month or anything like that. It's just kind of like an application almost that you're using after that point.
I want to run through two real quickly.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. One is, I don't know how this is pronounced exactly. The drive motion or drive motion with a C car messaging sign. So you know, we live in a pretty congested area traffic wise. There are so many times that I have wanted to be able to have a symbol that just pops up that says stuff like you won't run out of turn signals. You know, I don't know if people are afraid that they only have, you know, 50 in the tank or something.
So this is like a personalized message you can send to other drivers.
Yeah, and it pops up in your back window. So it's very similar to Pimp Star Wheels. But they have these symbols, more symbols than actual messages. So like a smiley face, an emoticon, which I think is a little tacky, or a middle finger, which I think is especially tacky.
Oh, but Ben, you have some kind of need to communicate with everybody around you on the road, don't you?
I do, especially when they need to be set straight about something.
Now, see me, I'm just head down, get to where I'm going, and that's it.
Oh, sure.
Nope.
I bet you're muttering
to
yourself.
Maybe I'm muttering, but I'm not really actively communicating. I mean, I think this would maybe push someone over the edge if you were to send them a middle finger message via LEDs in the back window.
Well, that's why I'm introducing two things here at once. Another cool car gadget that might be perfect for some listeners and your friends out here. I know it's something we've all wished we had at some point. Scott, for a time, I don't know if they're selling anymore, but for a time, a company named More Technologies was selling shotgun turrets. Remotely operated weapon turrets that you could mount on, you know, your SUV.
No kidding.
You didn't have to be in the vehicle to activate this.
Wow.
So, you know, it happens to everybody. You're on the run from a Mexican drug cartel and they've closed the gate at the compound.
This is amazing.
It's amazing.
I can't believe that's a real product, but really that was really happening.
Yeah, it's a real thing. The makers of it, Moore Industries, spelled M-O-R-E, have created this turret. And in their demonstration, you can watch a video of this. They've got two 12-gauge shotguns mounted on the roof of a utility vehicle, and you could breach a door or gate, expose a hidden device, destroy a roadside bomb, you know, the huge. But to be honest, this is probably more for law enforcement it is for someone's uncle.
I would be afraid to almost even search for this because who knows what watch list you're going to be on after that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're probably already on the watch list because we're on the show together.
Yeah, well, like likely I am. Yes, that's right.
But, I'll tell them that you told me to search for it.
what a cool device. I don't think that's for everybody, but that's an interesting gadget, I'll tell you that.
There are a lot of reasons that it shouldn't be sold, but I think it's unique.
Makes my last one seem a little tame, but I think it's still a cool device.
What is it?
Now, my last one here is something I think, and I feel strongly about this. I think a lot of people should get these. Dash cam. And it's more affordable than you think. Now, you'd think that it's an expensive thing to get, but I'll tell you that it's only about $100 to about $150 for a good dash camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's HD video, high quality, and it just constantly records. Anytime you have the engine on, anytime the ignition is switched on, you're recording HD video of whatever is happening in front of you, like in your field of view in the front windshield. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you could get one for, you know, facing rearward if you wanted to. Finding that a lot of times truck drivers are using these things to kind of protect their driving records because, you know, they're put in the position where, you know, somebody is maybe being a little aggressive on the road.
Right.
And, you know, they come out the winner because they're in the bigger vehicle, you know, and somebody's doing something stupid in front of them. And they're the ones who are typically to blame for it, you know, or they get the blame for it. And, you know, with the dash cam, they're able to prove exactly what happened along the way. And we've seen so many dash cam videos recently mm-hmm. of some amazing things happening, particularly in Russia.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. They're a necessity in Russia. And I think, you know, when I watch some of these videos, it makes me think that we should already have dash cams.
It does feel that way, doesn't it? And mm-hmm. sometimes I feel that way. But, you know, what would I do with it? I'm not really involved in a lot of court disputes or any court disputes. but I'm saying that, you know, if it ever came down to that, it would be great to have, what they call, you know, a perfect witness, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, that, it's what the owner of a company called dashcamusa.com calls a perfect witness. So they say that it has total recall in that, you know, you can get a witness to an accident or a situation and, you know, somebody may have a skewed view of what happened because they had a different angle of it, or mm-hmm. you know, you see one thing but you forget some of the details. Well, this thing has complete recall because all you do is just simply play it back for the law enforcement agent, whoever's there, you know, investigating whatever the accident or incident happened, and it's a perfect representation of exactly what happened. So, you know, truck drivers are finding these very useful. I think a lot of people just in, you know, sedans and minivans and, you know, whatever type of vehicles on the road are using these as, you know, kind of a self-protection device, really.
Yeah, I think eventually, just between all of us on the show, I think eventually dash cams of some sort will be mandated by law.
Yeah, and you have to check your state laws because I think there's some, you know, some strangeness in the laws in that, you know, there are certain states that say that you can't record anybody without their, you know, expressed
consent.
written consent and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, look into it and make sure that, you know, it's legal in your state or your country or whatever. But, dash cams, again, for about $100 to $150, which is surprising to me. I thought they were going to be 10 times that price.
Yeah.
I just thought they were because they're very crystal clear. They're good quality cameras. But I think it's a good deal.
I have one more before we go out, and it's to make up for my incredibly irresponsible glorification of shotgun turrets on cars.
What would that be?
A 5-in-1 emergency tool, a multi-use emergency tool, small, cost less than $20, around $20. It could be a stocking stuffer, you know? What you're looking for is something that can break glass at a tap. You're looking for something that can cut a seatbelt. They'll have add-ons like distress lights or whatever. That doesn't really do anything because these are very small. These are handheld, about the size of maybe a grip on a handgun. You know what I mean? So the flashing lights wouldn't do much, but maybe a flashlight in there as well. You know, you and I are big proponents of the old Boy Scout model of being prepared. And we have an episode entirely on survival kits. I think it's kind of expensive. It's kind of an investment to buy somebody a survival kit for their car. And if you don't know them that well, you will look a little creepy. I speak from experience. But a little handheld thing like this is, you know, maybe not as fun as some garish decal or garish displays on your wheels. But it could save somebody's life. It really could. So I think it's worth it.
And it's a good start, I guess, you know, as far as car safety goes. You know, it'll get somebody thinking like, well, man, you know, it's a good idea to have something that I can, you know, cut my seatbelt off if I have to. And it's a good thing to have, you know, some way to break the window if I have to. And it kind of gets them thinking like, man, there are some bad situations you can get into. Maybe I need to really step it up in other parts of the car, you know, like getting that safety kit together, getting some of the tools and things that I need in the back, you know, back in the trunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So many people don't even have their spare tire situation in order.
Yeah, or they have removed it to save weight or to, you know, to pack something and they forgot to put it back in.
Yeah.
Or the jack is missing and they never knew it because, you know, it was a used car and they didn't even know that it was never there.
Yeah, so, they never checked.
Yeah, I mean, just all kinds of things like that. So this is a good thing, and it's one tool that replaces, what, five tools. So
ideally.
Very good.
You can put it on your keychain.
Very good, good.
So I guess that's it for now with our list of cool gadgets, but we should probably see which gadgets our listeners like too, right?
Yeah, there's a million of them out there. I mean, we just picked, you know, four or five each, and you went kind of crazy with your list. I went a little more sensible with mine, but, you know, there's everything in between, and
yeah.
There's even more crazy than, you know, the ones that mm-hmm. you picked. I mean, there's some ridiculous ones. I mean, just outlandish ones.
Yeah, we have an episode on that, weird car gadgets of the past.
Yeah, I mean, stuff that will engulf a potential carjacker in flames and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, just some crazy things. And, you know, know, some of them are a little more simple, small stocking stuffer type things, but I think this time of year it's worthwhile to get, you know, concise lists together for, you know, if you do have somebody that is a car guy or car girl in your family and don't know what to get them, maybe we've given you, you know, four or five different ideas here that are, you know, maybe a little better than the driving gloves or the goggles and, you know, the leather helmet and silk scarf that you wanted to get them, you know, as a gag maybe or something.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But, there's, you know, the old standbys, I guess.
Yes.
And this is maybe giving you something a little additional.
Yes, and we'd like to hear some of your ideas. One thing that they do a lot in my family is they buy the instruction manuals for the book, for a vehicle, and give that away because we're forever losing them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. And we'd like to hear your versions of these or some recommendations. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. We hope that if you do put a shotgun turret on your car, you do so in a responsible manner.
I don't know if there is a responsible way to do that, Ben.
Oh, there's somebody listening right
now
who has one.
You know what? I would love someone to kind of help me flush out my Christmas list on my own, because I'm always having trouble finding what thinking of things to mention to other family members. So, you know, tell us some of your ideas. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, and you can drop us a line on carstuffshow.com. You can visit us on Facebook. You can visit us on Twitter. You can write to us directly. Our email address is
carstuff@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.